Minister, I want to get some information in regard to an update from the Department's work in relation to road safety and the continued tragedy we have on our roads with so many fatalities. And we see another man, I think, passed away after an incident in Donegal. Too many families around the country are losing their lives and suffering the tragedies of road collisions and accidents and, you know, terrible injuries that people are dealing with. We have spoken in this House for a long time about the issues in regard to enforcement, in regard to technology, in regard to trying and getting a grip of this, and we seem to be making little progress. I'd like to get an update in respect of that.
Firstly, I want to express my sincere condolences to the friends and families of those who have lost their lives on our roads this year. And as Minister with responsibility for road safety, working with Minister Ryan and officials, the transport agencies and across government, we're all working together to reverse the trend and stop the level of fatalities on our roads. This government has set a target of halving road deaths and serious injuries by the end of this decade. And as things stand, we are not on course to meet this target. And there are worrying indications in the research that driver behaviour has significantly worsened since the pandemic. Attitudes to drink driving are becoming more permissive, drug driving is on the rise, and mobile phone use is a significant contributor to collisions. As part of our response, I brought forward the Road Traffic Act 2024, which was signed into law by the President last month. This was a priority piece of legislation initiated late last year, and I want to thank members of the House, including yourself, Deputy Kenny, for your constructive input and helping the expeditious passing of this legislation. The Act seeks to bring about targeted and systemic change in the three areas linked to driver behaviour. Firstly, in response to the rise in drug driving, the Act introduces mandatory drug testing at the scene of a collision on the same basis as alcohol, rather than an optional test. Secondly, to help the issue of excessive speed, the Act legislates for safer default speed limits on urban, national secondary and rural local roads. Thirdly, to enhance the deterrent effect of penalty points, the Act ensures that drivers committing multiple penalty point offences will receive multiple penalty points. We're all working, both in the Department and with the road safety partner agencies and the local authorities, towards the wider implementation of these provisions and other important actions in the Government's road safety strategy.
Thank you, Minister. I'm aware of that piece of legislation and its movement along, and one of the clarity I'd like to get on it is in regard to the regulations for local authorities. We understand that local authorities will have a major role here, particularly in working out what speed limits are appropriate for particular stretches of road. Many of them we know are too high and need to come down, but many of them may be quite appropriate, and it's a sort of a one-size-fits-all piece of legislation. That's understandable in one sense, but it's not understandable when you get to the practical reality on the ground. And I think, you know, members of our local authorities who will be elected in the next couple of weeks need to have the power to regulate that and to make sure it works out. I also want to bring to your attention, Minister, the Go Safe vans, which in my view is somewhat a privatisation of our policing service. However, they do have a role to play. And at the Transport Committee meeting, Assistant Commissioner Paula Hillman informed us that GoSafe vans do have the ability to pick up people who are not using their seatbelts, who are using mobile phones, etc. However, they cannot use this particular technology because the Department of Transport and Department of Justice have not yet provided a legal basis to do so. And while legislation on one side is happening, things that actually can make a difference, we have huge delays in getting that legislation in place.